And I would now ask that Deacon Reginald Hardman to come in for the prayer.
Thank you very much, Sister Darlene Williams. God bless you, and God bless everybody that's on the line right now, those that are coming on, and we just praise God for you. Thank God for another prayer service and the ability to participate in it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening before your throne of grace, thanking you for your mercy and your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for another day. We know we didn't do anything to deserve this day, but it's because of your goodness we are still here. And we say, Lord, we love you. We praise you and honor you. We lift you up and magnify your name. Thank you for everyone that's on the line. Ask you to bless them, bless the homes, their loved ones. Father, we need you in our lives today. There's so much going on in the world that I know you're not pleased with. Father, well, we know you can fix it when you will. We know, God, you're looking down on us right now. And we say we're so much obliged to have you in our lives. Thank you for your darling son, Jesus, who you allowed to hang, bleed, and die on Calvary's cross for the remission of our sins. Thank you for giving us another chance to straighten up what we might have messed up. We know, Father, you are so forgiving. If we ask for forgiveness, you are faithful to forgive us. And we say thank you in advance, because we know we fall short of those things that you have asked us to do. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, which leads, guides, and directs us. We ask you, Father, continue to allow the Holy Spirit to enthrall us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, so we may be better today than we were yesterday and better still tomorrow. Father, we know there's so many sick deaths among us in our church, and you know who they are and what they stand in need of. You're a doctor who never lost a patient, able to heal all sicknesses, all diseases, whatever ails them, any pain, you can make it go away. Father, we just have to trust in you. Just with that little faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. A mountain may be a health problem. It may be a financial problem. It may be an emotional problem, a mental problem. Whatever the problem is, you can fix it. And we lean in on your holy and everlasting arm to do so. We thank you, Lord, for First Baptist Church and all of its organizations. Thank you for our interim pastor. Thank you for each minister there. Thank you for all those who attend our services, and each member, one by one. We ask you to bless us all individually and collectively. Give us those things that we are so desperately in need of. You said you would supply all of our needs, and you've been so faithful to do this, that. be here living and breathing just to prove that you are right. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessing that you have given us. Thank Jesus for the miracles that he's worked in our lives. Thank the Holy Ghost for his leadership and guidance. We just are so thankful this evening. Words are not enough to express the joy that's in our hearts. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you for this ministry that allows us to come together electronically. And thank you for those who unselfishly give their time so that we can pray together. I'm so thankful for each one of them. Thank you for my church family, all, Father. We love them. Praise them. In Jesus' name, this is my prayer this evening. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon Hardman. We will now have the scripture by Trustee Anita Bratcher Butler.
Good evening to my church family, friends, and visitors. I will be reading one of my favorite scriptures in the 121st Psalm. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forward and even forevermore. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Trustee Butler. We will now have a prayer from Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Good evening. Good evening, First Baptist friends and visitors. I greet you tonight in Jesus' joy. We're so thankful for another Wednesday night prayer meeting that we can all talk to the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessings of today. Thank you for giving us an opportunity, Lord, to just be in your presence. We are so grateful that you have provided more than we can ever deserve, Lord. You just give us so much each and every day that we stand in need of. And even sometimes, Lord, we get what we don't deserve, and we are so grateful that you're so good to us, Lord. You're a marvelous God that never forget about us, and we're so thankful tonight just to be here. Thank you for surrounding First Baptist Church with people who look and love you so dearly, Lord. First Baptist has come together tonight, and we're so thankful for our families, our friends. We're just thankful for just the kind words that we can share with one another each and every day and Sundays. And we just come to lift you up, Lord. Keep our eyes focused on you, that your spirit may be with us here tonight. We're so grateful that we can just call on the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for protecting us. We can see so many things going on around each and every day, Lord. People can't even go to the cemetery any longer. There's just evil all around us, but we know that we have you, Father, that provides all the protection for us. Help us, Lord, as we see these difficult days and make difficult decisions. because we know that you're speaking to us in a way that we will have understanding through your Holy Spirit, Lord. We're just thankful tonight that you give us the love and the hope that every day we have the ability to understand more and more why we are on this course, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the ability to just share with others as you share with us. We're not stuck. We just know that we're just grateful just to be who we are because of who you are, first of all, Father. We're grateful tonight. We ask that you just look in on each and every member, Lord. Give them an extra portion of love tonight, Father. Unite us in unity and keep us on one accord, Lord. You know what we stand in need of as a church, as a family, individually and collectively, Lord. We just thank you for all the hardworking people at First Baptist Church that make it possible, Lord, to have this service each Wednesday, Lord. We look forward to just meeting together each Wednesday night to just call on you, Lord, because you hear our cries. Lord, we ask that you attend to those, Lord, who need a special healing tonight, Lord, if it be your will. Give all the power that they need to just run on a little while longer, Father. We're just so grateful again, Father. I can say it 1,000 times, Lord, that we're just so glad to be here one more time as a church, as individuals who love you, Lord, because you loved us first. And, Father, we ask that you keep our interim pastor stayed on the course, Lord. Help him to just direct us, Lord, and give us what we want to do for the church, Lord, and help the pulpit committee, Lord. Help each and every member tonight because we need you, Lord. We need you so dearly, Lord, because we are your children called by you, Lord, and we want to be able to stand the course and do what we have to do. And, Father, I ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon Roberson, for your prayer. We will now have 2 minutes of closed mic prayer. Praise the Lord. I hope you all enjoyed that few extra minutes since we didn't have the music. We will now have a prayer from Deacon Charles Fleet.
Good evening, church, family, friends, and visitors. Let us pray. Our Father, Father who has blessed us this day and kept us in your care throughout this day, for blessing us to see a brand new day, that we have made it this far. Praying, O Lord, for the fellowship of First Baptist Church, each and every member, each and every member's family, and their friends and neighbors. Bless them and keep them and protect them in a special, special way. Thanking you, O Lord, that we have made it these 5 months of the year, and that we are trusting in you to continue to bless us and watch over us. Praying for those that are sick and shut in. Praying for each and every member. Praying a special blessing for Tracy Tisley. Bless her and keep her in your care that she is doing better. Praying for her sister Cynthia, then all those caregivers who are watching over loved ones. Protect them and bless them. Strengthen them and gird them up on every leaning side, O Lord. I just say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for my church and my church family, praying for each and every one, keeping them in your care, praying for the official body of the church, Reverend Young, the ministers, the deacon, the deaconess, the trustees, each and every member, oh Lord, I pray that you will bless them and keep them and allow them to give them what they are standing in need of. I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day. And I pray these prayers in your name, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon Fleet, for that wonderful prayer. We will now hear a selection, a musical selection, after which we will have an inspirational moment from Sister Sonia Armfield. Sister Armfield is a visitor in regular attendance at our prayer service. So we will hear from her after we hear this selection.
Seems like it's never And there's nothing left to do. You just stand and watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just tell me, how do you handle your time, your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and
good evening. Can everyone hear me? My name, well, I'm going to start talking. My
yes,
name is Sonia.
I can hear you.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that everyone could hear me. Good evening. My name is Sonia Armfield. I'm not a member of the church. However, I'm a strong advocate and a strong believer in the power of prayer. I pray for everything for Parkin. I pray as soon as I wake up in the morning. I had a praying grandmother, and that's what my grandmother taught me how to do, was to pray. My prayer is based on my faith, and I've had some challenges in life that made me absolutely positive that faith will always carry you through, and you just have to have faith and believe. My personal story is I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness, and a lot and no trauma in the home, happy home life, great parents, dad, great provider. And one thing that a lot of people don't know about Jehovah's Witnesses, I don't know if they changed, but at that time, they did not believe in higher education. And they felt like, why should you go to college? Because if you went to college, you were just going to be interacting with worldly people. There was no need to go to college because God was going to end the world soon. In the new system, everybody was going to be equal. There would be no need for any doctors because everyone would be perfect and everyone would be equal. So you wouldn't have the, you know, differences between a janitor or a doctor or a lawyer or a pianist or a painter. So my mom always was an advocate and spent a lot of time encouraging us to do well academically. So I was 20 points away from a perfect SAT score, was number two in my class. So, however, due to, you know, based on my religious beliefs, when I graduated from high school, I was encouraged to go door to door and knock on people's doors and work part time. A lot of people worked like in Burger King or fast food restaurants or whatever and just spent most of their time in ministry and going door to door. And as a young single woman without children, I was an ideal candidate for this because I still lived at home, so my expenses weren't high. So basically I was just strongly encouraged to full-time go door to door and just have a little, you know, part-time job at a retail or fast food restaurant. I did that for about a year, and I became dissatisfied. After a year, I started going to school part-time, did not qualify for financial aid. None of my parents' children qualified for financial aid due to my dad's income. So I went part-time for a year, and then after a year, I received a full scholarship to the university's Honors College. So I went full-time, and then in the next year or so, I received three more scholarships. By the time I graduated from college, I had received 12 scholarships, and my education had been self-financed and self-paid. When I graduated from college, I attended law school and, again, had challenges my first year moving from Connecticut to D.C. But, again, just always I had a praying Baptist grandmother and literally would go to the chapel sometimes in the law school and just get on my knees and pray. And here I am today, a licensed attorney, and I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would actually ever be a lawyer, let alone have a college education. So I really value education, and but I'm also a strong believer that if something's meant for you, it will be for you, and you should just ask. So that is my testimony. I do have some scriptures that I would like to leave you with, and I'll repeat them in case you want to write them down. So the first one is Corinthians 1, verse 9. God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful. And that's Corinthians 1, verse 9. Then 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. That's 1 Corinthians 4, chapter 4, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. That's 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7. The next scripture is Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. That means he will establish your plans. That's Proverbs 16, verse 3. So I leave you with those scriptures just to say I have to constantly remind myself that, you know, I've had challenging circumstances in the past, and, you know, even now sometimes I have challenging circumstances, but I have to always say that, you know, I have to rely on my faith because God has always brought me through, and I'm a believer. And what's ironic, after all of my challenges educationally, my parents aren't Jehovah's Witnesses anymore, and no one else in my family is at this time. So that is, those are my thoughts for today. And thank you for allowing me to share my testimony with you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What a phenomenal testimony from Sister Arnfield. We thank you so much for sharing with us. We're going to give everyone that is on the line an opportunity to give you their thanks as well. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Thank
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your
awesome, to God be glory
for your faithfulness.
Praise the Lord. We will now have our remarks from our interim pastor, Reverend Dr. Emmett Young. But before we do, I just want to remind everybody that on Saturday, we will have a youth and young adult fellowship explosion from 10 to 2. 10 to 12 will be in the church, and then we're going to move it outside from 12 to 2, praying for good weather. And please, if you have any young folks in your life, and just have them come on out and have a good time with us on Saturday. We'll now hear from Reverend Young.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening. We thank God for being able to come together tonight on this prayer call. And no matter where we are, no matter what's going on in our lives, we thank God for his faithfulness. And certainly we have heard from Sister Arnfield tonight has given us a wonderful testimony of God's power and God's faithfulness and the power of prayer. So thank you, Sister Arnfield, tonight for sharing that with us. And we are just fortunate to have all those who have been on with us tonight and praying, reading scripture, facilitating. Thank you, Sister Williams, for being able to step in and facilitate tonight. And we're sincerely praying for Sister Tinsley and Sister Tracy. So God is good. No matter where you are, continue to trust and believe in the power of God. You've already heard Sister Williams share that this coming Sunday is Graduate Day, Graduate Sunday, and we are excited about that, sharing with our graduates. We are going to be doing that 10 o'clock a.m. worship. Join us in person, online. Reverend Jimmy Hewlett, who is the youth minister at Carmody Hills Baptist Church. He will be our guest preacher for the day. And like I said, we're excited about making sure that we celebrate our young people the right way. So make sure you bring them out, come out, and support them. And, of course, as has already been said, Saturday is the cookout where we're going to have a wonderful, great time playing games and fun and just being able to celebrate. So this weekend is jam-packed, but it's going to be good. And, yes, we are praying for good weather. Where I am even now, it's not great weather, so you might be able to hear some rain in the background. But we're praying for good weather on this weekend. So as we continue to look forward to all the things that are going on, please make sure you pay attention to the pastor's letter that will be out tomorrow. Like I said, it will be out tomorrow, and there will be all the events and activities that are going on in the coming week. And in the month of June, there are several things going on, so please pay attention to that. If you are not getting it, make sure that you call the church office. And we can have your correct information so that you can get all the information that you need. So now we look forward to a time when we can share together, as we've been sharing, as we close out, to render our prayer request unto God because we believe and trust in his faithfulness. We're thankful to God because we know he hears our prayer. And that's one of the reasons why we're here tonight. That's one of the reasons why we gather together to worship together and fellowship together. So the lines will now be open for 20 seconds where you can render your prayer request unto the Lord And when you do, believe that the Lord hears your prayer. The lines will now be open. Oh, gracious God, we thank you once again. Thank you for your power. Thank you for the privilege that we have to come and to worship you. Thank you, God, for the gathering together of those of us who believe and trust in your, not just your word, but in who you are. Thank you, God, for a reminder, a testimony, and how you work in our lives. Even sometimes when we don't realize what you're doing behind the scenes, you're working, you're preparing, you're shifting. You're doing so much, and we thank you, God, for even the power of prayer. Thank you, God, for the praying mothers and the praying fathers. Thank you, God, for the praying grandmothers and grandfathers. Thank you for the praying church members. Thank you, Lord God, that there are people praying for us when we're not even praying for ourselves. Thank you, God, for your word. We love you, and thank you for everything that's been shared and felt on tonight. It has been a blessing to us. So, God, we commit these prayers unto you. We commit ourselves unto you. We commit our faith in this journey unto you. We commit our church, First Baptist, unto you. We even thank you, God, for leadership that does not mind making sure that they take care of even some of what we would call minutia so that things would run smoothly, Lord. Thank you for discussions and meetings together of the mind. Thank you, God, that we can do it in, Lord God, a spirit of love. We thank you for all that you have done. We trust in you, and as we lifted our prayers up unto you tonight, help us to walk in faith and patience that you will accomplish that which we have left in you, because that's what we're doing. We're leaving it in your hands. The doctor's diagnosis is in your hands. Our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, it's in your hands. That feeling, the feelings that we feel when we lose loved ones, it's in your hands, on our jobs, in the community, even the violence that we see, Lord God, the things that are going on in the government, all of it is in your hands because you are still in control. So we trust in you, and we thank you, Lord, for accomplishing that which we have asked you for, because we believe according to your will that the prayers will be answered. So we thank you. We thank you and we love you. Give us the strength to continue to believe and to continue to walk with the light of your love in our hearts and with faith and patience unto you and your holy word. We thank you, we magnify, we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Now may the grace of God, the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. If you love the Lord, someone ought to say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you and have a wonderful rest of your week. Sunday is coming.